Sarin News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Both presidential campaigns are scrambling after President Biden announced he's dropping out of the race. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
For the Democrats, they have no time to spare if they hope to compete against an energized GOP. With their convention starting in 4 weeks, they must refocus an entire campaign apparatus around a new presidential ticket and organize the ground game to get out the vote. The Trump campaign faces its own challenge. After focusing its attacks on Joe Biden, the former president's team must adjust its strategy heading into the final 3.5 months of campaigning. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The director of the Secret Service says the assassination attempt on former President Trump was the agency's most significant operational failure in decades. Director Kimberly Cheadle told lawmakers Monday during a congressional hearing, quote, on July 13th, we failed, unquote.
The assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump on July 13th is the most significant operational failure of the Secret Service in decades.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan was not satisfied with Cheadle's answer about the redeployment of Secret Service forces during the Trump campaign event in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th.
What a change from absolutely false, unequivocally false to, oh, by the way, there were some times where we didn't give them what they wanted. That's a huge change in 5 days. And the fact that you can't answer how many times you did that, that's pretty darn frustrating, not just for me, but for the country.
There were calls from both sides of the aisle for Cheadle's resignation. She so far has refused to step down. The Israeli military has ordered the evacuation of part of a crowded area in Gaza. It's designated a humanitarian zone. The military says Hamas terrorists have embedded themselves in the area. This is SRN News. Bible readers are better citizens.
According to a new poll released by the American Bible Society, people who read the scriptures on a regular basis are more likely to put a high premium on civic engagement. Bible readers pay more attention to the political life of the nation than their non-reading peers, and they're better educated on the key issues before the country, the state, and their locality. Those who engage with scripture regularly are also more likely to be civically active. Michael Harrington News.
As a Christian homeless shelter is challenging a Washington state anti-discrimination law that would require the charity to hire LGBT people and others who don't share its religious beliefs. Lawyers for Union Gospel Mission in Yakima asked the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to revive a lawsuit dismissed by a lower court. Washington's anti-discrimination law exempts religious nonprofits. The state Supreme Court said the religious hiring exemption should only apply to ministers. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed broadly higher, clawing back some of the losses from their worst week since April. The S&P 500 rose 1.1%, breaking a three-day losing streak. It was the first gain for the index, setting an all-time high early last week. Big tech stocks regained some of their sharp drops from last week. Treasury yields mostly rose in the bond market. That's after President Biden said that he won't run for re-election. The Dow gained 128 to 40,415. The NASDAQ was up 280 points to 18,007. The S&P 500 added 59 to 5,564. New York oil fell 35 cents to $79.78 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.